Hello, listeners, and welcome to what will be the end of season one. The longest season in the history of podcasting, I believe. I did think this episode was going to be an hour or so, but actually, once I came to edit it, I realised there was an awful lot I was waffling on about, either nothing to do with the game, or just talking about events that happened in the past. So I now edited it down. It's coming as quite a short episode. But that aside, I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul the Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
I'm going to contact Vicky. Is there any way you can trace Bastion's comms unit?
I can try. Give me a few minutes. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but...
Well, we'll tell her what's happened and what she thinks, if we can get Bastion back, or is it...
I'm shocked. Sorry, Shockwave, but that is going to take some research. I appreciate why you're so eager for a quick answer, but as we've said before, you know, this relationship between Black Paladin and his lover, she's so sketchily touched on, and even sort of digging into my contacts, the story's known but no real detail about the woman.
Well, it'd be good if we could find out Black Paladin's birthday.
Why?
We know his death day.
Yeah. Pick a day, any day. Black Paladin's birthday.
April Fool's Day.
There's a subtle hint there. Ain't important. Yeah.
It was just women that matched her. It's like boys. Was it the boys from Brazil when they were trying to bring them up like Hitler?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I've seen boys from Brazil, but very
yeah, same here. It's a bit like that. Same birthdays, brought them up exactly the same. Things happened at certain ages.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, if you're discussing this between yourselves and the comms are, like you said, you know, anything that would draw an association for a ceremony would make it easier. So something as significant as birthday, this location that we know is, how to say, it's hard to explain, it's thin with other realms, would you make what is not possible in other places possible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From the little I've seen, obviously I'm getting your feeds and it's all a little choppy. I would not like to face this woman alone.
So, is it possible that the only reason this ritual succeeded was because Bastion was a metahuman?
That is a possibility that it made it easier. The other victims, well,
died before the transformation took place.
We didn't have any records of them being metahuman.
Well, I guess we better stay frosty.
We'll let Vicky see if she can pick up any sign of Bastion's comm unit. I doubt it very much. But, yeah.
And if she has the energy, it'd be good if she could just check on Crowbag's whereabouts as well.
I'm sorry, I would have to concentrate on one or the other.
Well, I guess that better be Bastion.
Indeed, I'll get back to you as soon as I have anything.
Sorry, one other thing before you go, Vicky.
Yes, of course.
A place like this, where you say there's a thinning between the realms, whatever that is, would that benefit your research?
No. There are certain things that the ethical community will not touch. And that place is one of them.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I don't know the first thing about it, so just wondered.
Think of it like using drug money to finance your crime fighter.
Right. Yeah, take your point. Somewhat.
Red Savior comes over the comms. Stratus, where are you and your team?
Out by the van.
Good. We are all done here. A few moments later, Red Savior strides out the front door towards the van, Untermensch having to break into a half-run, half-walk to keep up with her. When she's a mere few steps away, both she and Untermensch silhouetted by a huge explosion that rips through the house behind them. Starting somewhere in the back of the building and tearing through until flames and debris gout out of the front door. Red Savior's reaction to this is a mere twitch of the eyebrow. Children of Rasputin, they're no good with modern technology. This is a proof. Yeah? They must have left gas on.
Yeah.
Now, who is driving?
I'll get in the back of the van. Someone else can drive.
You're up to driving, Untermensch?
Yes, I'm trying. So he gets in the driver's seat and obviously enjoys the comfort of this nice van rather than the fucking rat trap he's been driving around in.
I guess we should go back via the previous encounter scene on the way to the Echo Campus.
Yeah,
we need to pick up our van and our colleagues and
assess the situation there.
So yeah, if you try back, it'll take you sort of 20 minutes or so. If there's anything you want to discuss with Red Savior and Untermensch while you're going, then or ask, feel free.
Get them up to speed on what's just happened. Explain what we know about Schwartz and Ritter and why, you know, we've been. I don't know how well briefed they've been. Sort of explain why we've been sort of hunting him and, you know, the kind of trail of murders and what we've discovered this evening. And also, you know, why why are they here rather than at home? What brings them to Atlanta?
So yeah, Untermensch just drives. Red Savior sort of says, the children of Rasputin, those who follow his ways, they I've dealt with them before. That often ends like this.
You fought with what in the Great Patriotic War, is that? No, I
did not fight in the Great Patriotic War. My father did. The original, let's say.
So he was a metahuman too?
Yes, and my uncle Boris, our workers' champion.
So it's personal?
No, not personal. She sort of points her headpiece and then looks at a button cam on the thing, rolls her eyes. Da! Those who use magic, it does not usually end well. This one, she says, pointing headpiece. Blue girl says she is good. I trust until she does something to harm me or my workers. And why are we in America? Old men in Kremlin send us here to help Echo. Although Echo is the... Not all of Echo is talking to us. Blue Girl and Daughter of Rasputin have been helping.
Well, we'll talk to you. You're welcome by our side any time.
Ah, yes, I see you are... you are not the usual fat capitalists that we are used to.
That's right, we are the proletariat.
If you wish to join the proletariat,
maybe.
We run Soup Kitchen, it's good stout food.
Yes, when we get back to our mansion that we've stolen, we'll think about it.
Yeah, we took that from the capitalists.
Yeah, the bourgeois.
But, yes, you fight together well. Everything else,
nah. Nice accent.
That's one of your better ones.
Trying.
It's better than your Welsh one.
Was that Irish?
It's not good as the end of session piss accent. Would you believe it or not, I drive to work and I have to practice a little bit. Can't do it in stationary traffic though, too self-conscious.
Just don't do it in the summer with the window down.
Fuck off, you Russian bastard.
Beep beep beep.
And yeah, you would notice on the journey back, you know, yeah, you saw it in the thing already, but Untermensch's wounds have completely healed. You know, all his arms were burnt from those flames from the demon hounds, but it's just nothing. Mm. Nothing at all.
That is some fast healing.
Sorry, I just want to clarify with Red Savior, whilst Untermensch is concentrating on driving. Have you killed Schwarzeritter before?
I've never seen this man before.
Sorry, what was that?
I have never seen this man before.
Right.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, my misunderstanding. It must be...
lost in translation.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. My misunderstanding.
Ah, no, I think I have fought those who use magic.
Right. Before. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant these people or this person. That's just
no.
It's been a busy
generalization.
Been a busy.
You must misunderstand. It could not be my perfect English.
No, your English is very good.
And so yeah, you're heading back to the
the
street. And yeah, when you get back, the emergency service is there. The fires are will be out because they weren't that out of control. Failey and Chugger. I would imagine Chugger would be under Failey's direction, moving the completely wrecked vehicles by just picking them up, putting them somewhere else. You know, Chug is this little, he's only small, as I say, he's 5 foot tall, but he's about 5 foot wide as well. Seems to be incredibly strong, he's picking cars up right there. I mean, Shockwave, with your new strength, you could definitely pick a car up easily enough, as well, but it must be sort of around your strength level at least, just picking them up, putting them down. The only inconvenience is the bulkiness of them. And Faley's just directing him.
Let's have a look around the scene.
What's Griffin up to?
Griffin is. They would have picked him up by now. So Griffin isn't there. He's been caught back to Echo. Because Red Savior made sure he was unconscious. And then Griffin. Faley clipped his wings so he couldn't fly. Because, yeah, foolish boy that he was, took wings, but then took the disadvantage that he could be restrained by them. Well, that's how he is. Get such a great flight.
Do the emergency services need any help in terms of... Because there have been various fires raging, haven't there? Are any of the buildings structurally unsafe? Or do they need help getting anyone out or anything like that?
No, I mean, you've had a 40-minute round trip. So it's been maybe about an hour or so. No, they'd be completely in control by now. The fires are out. Yeah, they were probably cordoned off the two front houses, which were well aflame. All the bodies have gone. And Chuck just, is piling the wrecked police cars. Some of them wrecked because of what went off beforehand. Some of them wrecked because he was trying to throw them at people. Into a nice, neat stack. Killing time, it would look like. In fact, as you come up, Faley sort of waves, and Chug pulls off the boot of one of the cars, just peels it off like cardboard, sticks one end of it in his mouth, and starts chewing.
Well, they might charge you for that.
Who is going to tell them that? The Chug ate their car.
Well, Shockwave's got a loose mouth, to be honest. But...
I'm sure he'd not tell. Hunter Mensch, pull up here. As you reach to comms and you bear the one side of her conversation to Faley. She says, just a moment, we'll be with you in a moment. Takes her earpiece out, or mic out anyway. Says, what happened at the end? Obviously we did not see, but I could see how this could be awkward for you. She's just Shockwave.
I agree.
I'm not listening. I've completely withdrawn into myself.
that. So she looks at you, Strauss, because you're supposedly the leader. You tell us what happened, and if anyone asks, that is what we will tell them.
Well,
I can see
it is tragedy. But we always strive for honesty in Team Rolling Thunder. It was all Shockwave's fault.
I like your attitude, Blue Boy.
It is what happened. We're not going to gloss over what happened. It is not Shockwave's fault.
So, yes, we told you that.
Thank you for considering how it will be perceived.
Well, we could
yes,
not have been there, at least. So, Untermensch. Dave. Let's get in this sturdy communist van.
I won't go that far. Communist van, yes.
And, it was a pleasure. Yes,
thank you. No doubt our paths will cross in the future.
Yeah, maybe. We're here to help Echo whenever they are not up to the job.
Yes.
We know you boys are stretched thin.
Yes, one day you will be able to.
That I like spirit.
Yes, vodka.
do you are you buying? No, I must get back to headquarters.
Okay, yes, we must head back to Echo.
But, pleasure. She reaches out her hand to you. And she's not slightly off blue. I don't know why I end up with that, and I can't bloody change her.
Looks like Michael Jackson there.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Yeah.
I love your King of Pop. So yes, Dosvidanya.
And we send our reports to we send them to Juaz, team lead Stratus, like it.
Yes, okay.
You do with them as yep. You will.
They will be filed.
In triplicate, I presume.
However you wish to send them. Text, that'll do.
Yes. We fire paper, though. Paper does not disappear.
It burns.
It sometimes burns, but...
Yes, anyway, we will bid you farewell.
Yes, yeah, so she gathers up the rest of her team and off they pool.
Right, yes.
And although it's a little bit early for normal, on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay,
rather than start something. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Chimpions. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you'll realise this is a labour of love on our part. So, if you enjoy what we're doing and would like to help support the show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. We'd also love to hear what listeners think we could do to improve the show's content and format. You can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG. Email me at mark@chimpions.co.uk. Through the contact section of the website at chimpions.co.uk. So if you love me, let me go and run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care, and can't destroy what is in there. Deliver me into my fate. I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My
My smiles take a long